Greetings in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and God the Holy Spirit, that Spirit of grace, that Spirit of truth, that Spirit of comfort who leads and guides us, we who are in Christ, as we journey from earth to heaven. For me, that is good news. That is why I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, to the Gentiles and to the whole wide world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for another day, another opportunity to share your word. And I pray that your Holy Spirit speak through me, that the people may hear your truth and your wisdom, that we all may know how to love you and worship you in spirit and in truth, and that we all may know how to love one another better and to live our lives better according to your word, your will, and your way. And I pray your greatest blessings upon us all, including the listeners to this broadcast. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to each of you to this morning's Sunday School lesson broadcast for January the 31st, 2016. This lesson is brought to you by the Baptist Ministers Fellowship, Texarkana, USA, where the Reverend Charles Smith is the president. And I am the Reverend Chaucer D. Boyd, a member of the Baptist Ministers Fellowship. And we presently meet each Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Greater New Hope Baptist Church, 1101 Phoenix Street, Texarkana, Texas, where the Reverend Mayfield Brewster is the pastor. We invite all ministers to meet with us each Tuesday at 7 p.m., and on the fourth Tuesday, we have public worship service, also at 7 p.m., where everyone is invited. It has been great being with you these five Sundays in the month of January. Next week, you will have another speaker according to our speaker's schedule. Before closing today, I plan to address today's International Sunday School lesson scriptures. I invite you to go to your or any local church for a more thorough examination of today's scripture. In short, today's lesson is about life, death, followed by life again. It involves the pain and the joy of family and friends due to the death of Lazarus and the subsequent raising of Jesus of Lazarus from the dead by Jesus. This, of course, illustrates the power of Jesus to one day raise the believer, the dead in Christ, from the dead and carry us to heaven for eternal life. That is why it is important that you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior if you have not already done so. That is why it is important for you to encourage your loved ones and others to do the same. For hell is real. And I don't think that you want to go there, as I know I do not, nor do you want your loved ones to go there. In fact, true love means you don't want anyone to go to hell. Now, before getting into our scriptures, let us talk about Sunday school for a little bit. We began the month with a look at Jacob's love for Rachel. Then we looked at Solomon's love for a woman. Next, we looked at Hosea's marriage to Gomer. These lessons provide a set of principles that we, especially young people, can use in obtaining and sustaining a godly marriage. They speak to the importance of love, honesty, commitment, faithfulness, forgiveness, and grace, among other things. The emphasis of these lessons have been on relationships between man and woman. Yet our lesson also notes that our relationship to God serves as the foundation of godly relationships among humankind. And last week, we looked at Jesus' first miracle, which was performed within the context of what we call a wedding reception. Our emphasis was on Jesus' power to solve any problem that we encounter in life. The lesson context was that of a wedding reception. But the problem at hand was a lack of wine. The lack of wine was an example problem. But the principle of the lesson has to do with Jesus' willingness and power to come to our rescue then and now regarding any problem that we face. Since this is Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Celebration Month, I use the opportunity to address some problems that we face today individually and collectively. I have been approached about my approach to teaching the lessons. So let me try and give you some of the reasons I do what I do. Be mindful that each teacher has his own calling from God in associated goals, objectives, and emphasis. I believe that most, if not all, of the ministers of the Baptist Ministers Fellowship are largely associated with the National Baptist Convention, USA. The Sunday School Publishing Board of the NBC USA publishes Sunday School material. On the Sunday School Publishing Board website, it says that in the material, there is an emphasis on addressing issues in the local, the national, and international communities, and upholding Christian principles for the advancement of the kingdom of God. So I believe that my approach to addressing contemporary problems and solutions in the person, the church, and society at large is consistent with the goals of the NBC USA. NBC USA produces the Sunday school booklet for adults called Faith Pathway. In the front of this booklet, you find a description of NBC USA's approach to the study of the Bible in a Sunday school context. For the sake of brevity, I will both quote and paraphrase some of what is said in the booklet. First, we have the lesson aim. It says, each lesson contents are designed to focus on the know, the show, and the grow of the student's experience and interaction with the lesson. And it says that about the introduction, each lesson begins with a life-centered story, an illustration or portrayal designed to serve as a connector between real life and the biblical content of the lesson. Between real life and the biblical content of the lesson. And then we have the analysis of the biblical text. This section is the heart of the lesson, in which the writer attempts to provide a theological and devotional exposition on the biblical text assigned for the lesson. Each lesson has subsections based on the point that the writer wants to make about the lesson scriptures and theme. Note that this is the Pacific NBC USA's writer points using the writer's words. Some teachers may simply choose to follow the writer's points and words. That is fine according to their callings and scope. But in some lessons, I choose to use the writer's subsections and words. In other lessons, I choose to replace or supplement the writer's subsections and words.